Welcome from God's Acre to our Monday morning message, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
So welcome to our Monday morning message. I'm going to be changing things up for the next number of months. I've been working on a project really focused on Jesus' Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapters 5 through 7. And it's this idea that if we really lived by Jesus' commands, which he intended for us to live out, if we really did that, we might somehow find our way into a more deep and connected relationship with our Lord and our God. So on Monday mornings, I'm going to be sharing a meditation that's a little bit longer than normal, that will have a reflection of scripture, a reflection, a question to consider through the day, a practice, a way of practicing that portion of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, and a prayer. And so I invite you to join me on this journey and to share this with friends. So that's the plan, at least for the next number of months. And we start at the very beginning of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5, verse 1, just one verse this morning. It says, when Jesus saw the crowd, so he'd been preaching throughout the region of Galilee, and it said, when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. So I've realized over time, and you may intuit this as well, that a relationship begins, a relationship with anyone, but certainly with Jesus, begins with a choice. Will you come to him? Do you desire a connection with the Lord? Do you long to be in the presence of Jesus Christ? If you do, then you must choose to approach. The Gospels attest that scores of people made their way to Jesus. Some wound up being some of his core disciples. Some were just well-intentioned spiritual seekers. Others were merely curious onlookers. And then there were additional folks who would prove to be Jesus' opponents. Whatever the intention or interest that motivates you, a relationship with Jesus begins with a desire to be with him, to make your way to him, to approach. Now, it's more than possible that the desire within us for union with Jesus is actually something of a mystical and internal response to Jesus' call on our lives. It's this idea, ancient Christian idea, that our longing for Jesus is actually evidence of Jesus' invitation to us. It's our internal response that we can't even fully articulate or understand. So, whatever has drawn you to this classic mountaintop sermon, and I realize many of you probably didn't even realize we were going to focus on it the next number of months, but whatever's drawn you to this podcast, whatever's drawn you to make time for this moment, I want you to trust your impulse. I want you to draw closer. I want you to listen carefully. I want you to be intentional, because a relationship with our living Lord begins with our approaching him. So the question for today is just for you to think about throughout the day. Are you ready to approach Jesus? And what would that look like for you? It looks different for different people. That's the question. Are you ready to approach Jesus? And a practice, I'm just going to suggest that you set aside a specific time to come to Jesus using this podcast. Set a sacred and holy time that you will listen to this every week. And don't allow that time to be interrupted by anyone or anything. Set it firm and set aside other things so that you can have this time to reflect and think and pray. So let's do just that now. Let's pray together. Lord God, the truth is we long for you. We desire a deeper connection with you. We want a union with you that can bridge the divide, the distance that we often feel between us. Lord, we're aware that the connection and commitment that we seek, that we long for, is likely inspired by you and your calling on our life. And Lord God, we're just going to trust. We're going to trust the impulse of our heart and dare to approach you to the best of our ability. And we pray that as we do that, you assist us, that when we falter, that you would somehow usher us into your presence. In your name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and the ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful week.